K-E-R-R-O-B-E-R-T, 3/4 of a century, that's how long the Karabert Arena has served as the hub of the community. The storied history of Karabert's Arena had its share of challenges but also some terrific tales of community members who took on the task of ensuring there would be a rink in town, knowing that a recreation venue like this served many purposes and united residents in a number of activities, mostly in the winter, but also other seasons too. The internet maintains that the very first rink in Karabert was built in 1910 and used by citizens until it was destroyed by a tornado in 1919. Wikipedia reports that one man was killed as a result of flying metal from the storm. That wasn't the first tragedy, as stated in history books that the first curling and skating rink in Karabert was at one time located at the corner of Manitoba Avenue and Usher Street. It was sadly destroyed by fire in November of 1946. Thanks to history provided to the Press Herald from Karabert's recreation director, Bobby Hebron, some historic details can be shared here. As a result of a January 1947 motion made by W. Harity and seconded by C. Angus, a company was formed, Karabert Memorial Recreations Limited, and they capitalized $50,000. 2,000 interest-bearing shares were then sold at $25 per share, with the purpose to establish a new recreation center. March 14, 1947, the committee made the decision to purchase a 60 inches by 210 inches airplane hangar from the Provincial Reconstruction Department. The task of dismantling the structure, then moving it to be rebuilt in Karabert, was brought at a cost of $6,500. Another committee meeting resulted in a proposal by W. Harity, seconded by Roy Grieg, that K. Peterson be hired at a salary of $300 a month for duties such as supervising the dismantling, transportation and reassembling of the building in Karabert. A town meeting involving citizens was held in February of 1947 to discuss methods of fundraising to complete the project. Father Walliser presented a plan for a fundraising idea that he felt had the potential to raise $20,000 in 1 month, needing the support of the Karabert citizen and surrounding district. A motion was made to adopt the plan and it was carried. After numerous hours of volunteer labor and many trips back and forth, the community of Karabert was excited to see the new building assembled. It was finished November 11, 1947, and was first opened for public skating and curling on Christmas Day. The new rink offered not only a skating rink surface but 3 curling sheets, operated with natural ice until 1961, at which time 4 sheets of artificial ice was installed. The compressor was converted to natural gas until sometime in the late 70s, and from there was converted to electricity, and it has operated that way ever since. Karabert's arena history doesn't just include the building itself, as there are many experiences and personal stories that are part of its legacy. Thanks to the foresight and action by those who chose to take on the task of ensuring Karabert had an arena, the pulse of the community continues to beat with all this recreation venue has to offer. There are numerous stories from the years of senior hockey that include the Karabert Tigers, which outline the team winning the Saskatchewan and Intermediate Championships in the 30s. They was a junior team also in the 30s and competed in Saskatchewan Junior Playoffs. 2000 and 2001, the senior Tigers won the league championship. A recent story on a man who grew up skating and growing a love for hockey at Karabert Arena SHOF induction includes Karabert-born Curtis Murphy. SaskToday.ca includes former resident Curtis Murphy. The curling rink side also has some considerable success stories, most of which include the family name Height. Renowned Saskatchewan curler, Brad Height, twice earned a spot as Team Saskatchewan at the famed sporting event, the Brier. Height first qualified in 1982, 40 years ago, and again in 1995, where he won his way to the final, losing to Manitoba's Kerry Burtnick. Height has curled competitively in men's, mixed, seniors and masters, and has a number of Team Sask green jackets earned. Brad's boys also are well known in curling circles, and the arena includes a number of championship banners with their names on them, as well as curling tour success stories. Karabert hopes that curling history spawns new interest. Sask Today. Kath Arena offers many benefits to a town that include promoting exercise through ice activity programs. It's no secret that a community arena offers economic spin-offs, as tournaments, games, and events there bring people into town that support the food, fuel, and hospitality industry. It also offers the community's youth a place to stay safe, have fun, and keep busy. Residents also attest to the unification factor, as in small town with limited activity taking place, it offers a place to gather, to connect with other community members, especially during the winter months, and sports brings out the best in hometown pride. Karabert's recreation director, Bobby Hebron, says they will be holding some style of milestone anniversary celebrations in honor of the rink's 75-year history. The event is tentatively set for December 17, however not all details have been finalized, but residents should watch for details in the coming days to join in celebrations for this diamond anniversary of the hub of activity in the community.